Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I came across this story under the category of saints, and since it's All Saints Day, I thought it might be appropriate. The story is told of a man whose name was Sankey, who in 1876 at a gathering was asked to sing a song that I don't know we are too familiar with. It's called Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us. After he finished singing that song, a man came up to him and said, "Did you ever serve in the Union Army?" "Yes," Sankey answered. "As a matter of fact, I did about 10 years ago." "Were you on watch one brightly moonlit night back in 1862? "Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I was." The inquiring man continued, "I was serving in the Confederate Army that night. I was hidden in the shadows and watching you as you stood at your post in that bright moonlight. And as I raised my rifle to shoot you, you began to sing that hymn. And so I thought to myself, let him sing to the end. I can shoot him afterwards." The man continued, "I heard the words that you spoke perfectly. We are thine, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. And I remembered my God-fearing mother who sang that same song to me. And when you finished, it was impossible for me to take aim, and I thought to myself, the Lord who is able to save that man from certain death must surely be great and mighty." Today is All Saints Day. It's the day that we remember the faithful who have passed before us. The Bible refers to all of those people as the cloud of great witnesses, as the communion of saints. In our liturgy during the communion service today, we will sing these words, "With angels and archangels and all of the company of heaven," that's all of the people who have passed before us, "laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing." And then we launch into the singing of the Sanctus. But who are saints? Do you fall into that category? It might be easy for me to say, how could I certainly be a saint? I am not anyone special. Saints are those people who live in heaven, people like Peter and Paul and all of the other apostles. I haven't led a perfect life. I haven't been a great servant to others. I haven't performed a verified miracle like some people would say saints need to do. I have been taught from childhood that I am a broken and sinful person and certainly must not be saint-like material. Saints, after all, must be people who are wonderful and perfect and have done great things, and I'm just an ordinary run-of-the-mill guy or gal who lives as best he can. How could I be a saint? There's just no way that I might fit that category. If that's how you feel this morning, then I have good news for you. It's true that you might be guilty of all those negative things that you say about yourself, the words that you describe yourself with. But in the gospel lesson for today, Jesus says you are blessed. He was speaking that morning to a large group of people on the side of a mountain, people much like you and I, who are common, ordinary, run-of-the-mill people, certainly not what we might think of as saint material. And nevertheless, Jesus says to them, they are blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. He's talking to people who don't seem to be saint-like folks. He's talking to people like you and me who haven't done any miracles. He's talking to people like you and me who have not led a perfect life. We just confessed that we are sinful in thought, word, and deed. He's speaking to ordinary, common people. People who live in a broken world, this broken world that we live in. People who know they are far from perfect. And people who don't feel like they necessarily could be saints. And yet Jesus says to them, and to us, you are blessed. Why would he say that? The answer, I believe, comes from our epistle lesson today. In 1 John, he calls us his children. John begins, "See what kind of love the Father has given us that we should be called children of God. And so we are. And so we are saints." Saints are only people who believe in Jesus Christ, people who serve the living God. In the first reading, we read that the servants of God were marked on their heads. In Revelation reading, we heard this: "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have healed or we have sealed the servants of God on their foreheads." That word that's translated seals means to stamp or to mark for preservation, for security. At your baptism, you were marked with that sign of the cross. The pastor said, "Receive the sign of the cross both upon the forehead and upon the breast." It was at that time that you were marked as a child of God, and you became part of that company of heaven. You became part of that communion of saints. You became part of that great cloud of witnesses. You became a child of God. And as God's children, we are blessed, even though we are sinful and broken people. And that means that right now, today, November 4th, 2018, you are all saints. And there's more good news besides that. As Yogi Berra used to say, it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over. There are more and better things to come. In John, the epistle today, we read this: "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." We had a pretty long discussion this morning in Sunday school about what our bodies will be like on that day when the trumpet blows and Christ returns and we receive new bodies. Those earthly bodies that we have will be replaced with heavenly bodies. And we will be physically without weakness or without imperfections. We will be morally without sin. We will be intellectually without falsehood. And we will be continually filled with the Holy Spirit as we live in heaven. So in this world that now recognizes Christianity less and less, we can all take courage. The God who went with David against Goliath is still here on this earth. He'll be with you as you walk out those doors this morning. The God who turned Saul into Paul is still at work in this world. The God who sat with Daniel in the lion's den sits with you in the darkest hours. That God is still at work here in this world today, and he is still at work in you and in your life. We need to remember that God does things in his own time. Sometimes it takes centuries for him to accomplish his mission his way. But he loves all of the people in this world. And there is just simply no problem that's bigger than he is. No problem that he can't handle. You can't use the word can't when you describe God. And the meal that you will partake here a little bit later is nothing less than your connection with that God. You are his children today. You are his saints today. As surely as you take that bread and take that wine, you are one of them. And in doing so, you are not an army of one, but a part of a mighty host, arrayed for battle, whose outcome is already known. The victory is God, and we are his saints. So those of us saints who are still here on earth can look forward to Christ's return. We can look forward to our resurrection because we will be united with our loved ones in heaven. Until that day, we are comforted because we know that those who have gone before us are waiting there for us to join them in eternity. Amen. Now, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds focused on the hope of sainthood with Christ in eternity. Amen.